just one look and you'll know why I'm tempted. So if I burn by the flame, there's no one but me to blame. 'Cause every time she calls my name, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Over 30 deaths from tornadoes and dust storms in the middle of the country and the south, and much cleanup. In Walker County, Alabama, this man's family ran into the basement and came out after a twister to see the house gone.
I came out and I could have cried. It just broke your heart to see everything destroyed like that.
The National Weather Service says a monster storm will threaten parts of West Virginia and Ohio tonight. With financial markets and consumer uncertainty, economists expect the Federal Reserve to leave interest rates unchanged at their meeting this week. Major ratings agency S&P Global puts the odds of a recession this year at 25%, J.P. Morgan projecting a 40% chance. Iran again denies financially supporting the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Houthis fire missiles and drones against military and commercial shipping in the Mideast. The U.S. carried out more airstrikes on the Houthis late yesterday. This is ABC News. Police in New York City are searching for a man they say attacked another man with fire near Times Square overnight. ABC's Shanti lands in Times Square.
Investigators still combing the scene right now. Police received that 911 call for a person on fire. Police arrived on the scene. They found that 49-year-old man. He told them that another man approached him and threw a liquid on him and proceeded to ignite him on fire. He suffered burns to his face and arms. He was taken and rushed to Cornell Hospital. The good news at this hour that he's in stable condition.
Shanti lands in New York. A tale of tornado survivors in Paradise Ranch, Mississippi, found by this man.
We came to seek shelter, and they wanted to load their groceries, and their camp flipped with them in it. They were trapped. I don't know how long it took to get them out. By the time we got there, they had already had them out in the ambulance.
More than 40 tornadoes reported from Mississippi to Alabama to Illinois. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 20s. Much warmer Monday, low 60s with sun. Mild again Tuesday, but the wind picks back up. Rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Current temp is 30.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. Here down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Jackson there at Gone Country. Welcome to the JD Show. We continue to bring you the best new music from Full Swing Down with Faith Hill and my husband Tim McGraw. This is real good, man. I'm a real good man.
much and play too loud. Hang out with their rough and rowdy crowd. That don't mean I don't respect my mama or my Uncle Sam. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. It's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man. Here we go.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Mama still got that sequin gown that she wore in 68. She taught her early how to smile that smile and wave from the parade. It took a whole lot of years and tears for a mama to finally admit, no matter how many stitches and pins, that old dress was never gonna fit. She was daddy's little girl, mama's little angel, teacher. He'll ride up on a big white horse and just carry you away. It took 25 years and some broken vows before they finally say, there's a little more to love and life than fairy tales.
got you covered.
From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it, your whole world standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. It's been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yes to the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. That I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM invites you to join Brian Winnikins, Mike Pearson, and Bill Baker for farm news and markets and some great classic country music, too, during the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Weekday mornings from 5 to 7 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM and online at our website, realcountry1430.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Everclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 1073 FM.
Getting fixed up. When you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. But come on now, we're running out of take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't
copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know, when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows I know.
Coming on the front stretch, Christopher Bell's car has gone up in smoke.
Chris Buescher in the wall over in turns one and two.
Kyle Larson wins the Pennzoil 400 here at Las Vegas.
Today from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's the Pennzoil 400 on the Performance Racing Network. Now, here are Brad Gilley and Mark Garrow.
Good morning from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, or good afternoon if you are outside of the Pacific time zone. My name is Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where it is a beautiful day to go racing. 267 laps make up the Pennzoil 400. And Mark, a lot of storylines heading into this one, possibly no bigger than what Christopher Bell is trying to accomplish here today.
Trying to go for four in a row. And speaking of four in a row, to open the season, we've had four fantastic races: Daytona, Atlanta, COTA, Phoenix. All kinds of drama, all kinds of great racing, all kinds of great finishes.
One of the best parts of sitting here today as we look out onto this beautiful facility is all of the cars are lined up on pit road, ready to do battle coming up here shortly. A lot of race fans are here. The pre-race concert's going. The atmosphere is awesome. And when that green flag drops, Mark, we know that we are going to have an amazing story to tell here over 400 miles.
I'll say we need to be ready. We have got to be ready. We're back with more from Las Vegas in just a moment.
It's the Pennzoil 400 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway on the Performance Racing Network. Presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. Quote today at progressive.com. Brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. By eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive. By WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage, the only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. And brought to you by Beefaroo, famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beefaroo.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000. And car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
In Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know, on or off the racetrack. Whether you're here for NASCAR, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play and so much to explore, Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visitlasvegas.com for more. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bowerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We're back at Las Vegas, where 36 cars are lined up on pit road, getting set for the Pennzoil 400 coming up in just a bit here from Las Vegas.
Going to be exciting as we talk about some of the storylines, Mark. Let's expand on what we opened with. Christopher Bell, three consecutive trips to Victory Lane so far this season. He's done it on three very different tracks. Even though my Atlanta Motor Speedway is a 1.54-mile track, it is not an intermediate. It is a hybrid super speedway. He won there. He went to Circuit of the Americas. He won on the road course there. He goes to Phoenix Raceway, a flat one-mile track, and backed up what he did the year prior. Another trip to Victory Lane. Last year, Christopher Bell, back in the fall, was clearly the fastest car, and the way fuel strategy played out, he finished second to eventual race winner Joey Logano. But the prospect and the possibility of us seeing four in a row from the driver of that number 20 Toyota, I feel is very high.
Absolutely, although he will apparently have to start in the back of the pack just to make it a little bit more interesting. First driver to win three straight in the next-gen era and the first to win three straight since Kyle Larson won three in a row back in 2021. I also found it very interesting. Bill Elliott, once upon a time, won four out of the first five races to start the year, which is what Christopher Bell is also trying to equal today. And when I look back on that, so Elliott wins four out of five, doesn't win again until the last race of the year. So Bill used up a lot of the goodie in the beginning of the year. I certainly hope that Christopher Bell hasn't done that here in 2025.
You know, it's interesting because Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole went the entire second half of 2024 without a win. The last trip to Victory Lane before this year they had made was race number 18, New Hampshire Motor Speedway, which Christopher Bell won. There were several opportunities along the way, however, for them to go to Victory Lane. For whatever reason, it just wasn't executed. Quite honestly, he and Adam Stevens, and they did win three races together last year, have been at the top of their game for the better part of two seasons now. But what we're seeing today is they're actually taking the trophies home.
I think that's the big part of this, because they've said all along, we're almost there. We're just need to get over on the other side, tip the scale just a bit, and things are going to start happening, and indeed they have. And when you look at guys that have, over the span of 64 years, that have won four consecutive races, all of them are in the Hall of Fame, except one who should be. Cale Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip, Dale Earnhardt, Bill Elliott, Mark Martin, Harry Gant, who's not in, I think he should be, Jeff Gordon, 1998, Jimmy Johnson, 2007, the last drivers to do it. It's hard to do, and you have to be really good to get that done, as that list will tell you.
Yeah, look, we'll have to see. There are 35 other drivers trying to take that trophy, including his teammates who have also been winless since the second half of 2024, and that includes Denny Hamlin. Ty Gibbs is approaching that magic number of when a young driver should get their first win, not quite at 100 starts yet. And then the newest addition to Joe Gibbs Racing, Chase Briscoe, but if you want to look and say, boy, Joe Gibbs is just loaded for bear. Are they, or is it just one particular car?
Right now, Christopher Bell, Adam Stevens, that team doing all the heavy lifting. 92 races without a win for Ty Gibbs. And when you look at what he's done the last 20 races dating back to last season, only three top tens in the last 20 starts for Ty Gibbs. Denny Hamlin, 29 races since his last trip to Victory Lane. Chase Briscoe, 21st, 14th, 35th. That's his last three finishes. So, again, it's all Christopher Bell right now for the coach.
Yeah, and by the way, Ty Gibbs had a rough night last night. The High Limit Sprint Car Series race out at the dirt track here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He was trying to push the cushion on the outside, ended up going tumbling, something he doesn't want to do in his cup car today. But it's been a rough, rough patch for him.
It certainly has, and they certainly need to have some good things going. And also, when you look at Christopher Bell winning three in a row, he's going for four in a row. You think about drivers with these massively long losing droughts. Bubba Wallace, 84 races. Kyle Busch, 61. Michael McDowell, 52. Suarez, 38. Chase Elliott, 31. I mentioned Denny Hamlin, 29. So, again, Bell's won three in a row, and these cats are just trying to scramble their way back to Victory Lane any way they can.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, this race back in the fall was won on fuel strategy. We mentioned Christopher Bell was the dominant driver here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And as we talk about our Sunoco fuel strategy, one thing we learned last year is, yes, you can go 70 laps on a tank of Sunoco fuel. We saw Daniel Suarez do it in stage number two of that race. When it came to the final stage, that caution came out, as it a lot of times oh so perfectly does, right at the edge of fuel strategy. Every team, and this was surprising, Mark, because you had a lot of people trying to fight to get into the championship round, that you didn't see more organizations try multiple strategies on fuel. Well, the only one who said we're going to stay out was Paul Wolf and Joey Logano, and Paul Wolf will tell you that wasn't even like a stretch. We knew we could make it. We were surprised more people didn't, but it put them in victory lane, which was the catalyst to put them in the championship race and for them to win the title. So we know they can go at least 70 laps here today on Sunoco fuel.
If you do it, you've got to be in a save mode from the minute the green flag drops on that particular run. Joey Logano, one of the very best at getting every last drop out of that fuel cell. And last year we saw Seabell. They went for a different strategy. So he was playing offense at the end. He had tires. He had fuel. He's coming. Joey Logano, he's nursed that fuel mileage, and he's just nursing it home, and Bell was coming and, of course, ran out of time. And it doesn't matter how you did it. It's just how you got – just make sure you get to victory lane. And, of course, when you do it in the fall, you punch your ticket to Phoenix.
Yeah, this is not a fastest car contest. It's a race. And the fastest way to the checkered flag can come in a variety of options, including Sunoco fuel strategy. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Allmendinger works his way now back to the right, back to the left. White flag is out. He'll lead Byron to turn one for the final time.
This is AJ Allmendinger, driver the number 16 for Colic Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where pre-race activities continue for the Pennzoil 400. Now for a pit road preview. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Well, Mark, one of the things I'm going to be looking at today ties in with what you guys were already talking about. Christopher Bell going for four wins in a row. One reason he has these three straight wins in his pit crew, they have been flawless. You know when you're having a struggle, guys start pressing and to make mistakes because they begin to press? Well, I'm wondering if this pit crew will start pressing because they're having success and the pressure starts to get to them going for these four wins in a row. I talked to their crew chief, Adam Stevens, this morning. He said, you know what? Our crew is really good at forgetting what's behind and looking forward. He said, I don't feel any extra pressure to go for four in a row, and I don't think this crew does either. So I'll be watching them to make sure that these guys are just as smooth as they have been the last 3 weeks. Heather Dubow?
Well, one thing I'm keeping my eye on is the Spire Motorsports team. Now, they jumped from one car to three this season, which has been quite the undertaking over the span of 6 months. And in talking to crew chief Rodney Childers, he told me it's a miracle to see what they've done so far. They've busted their butts over the winter, 80-hour days preparing cars, and he said it's really nice to see that all of our hard work is making a difference. In fact, all three teams finished in the top 16 at Circuit of the Americas, and he said for us, we were upset on Monday about that. If you would have asked us about it last year, we would have celebrated that accomplishment. But today, here in Las Vegas, one of their teams is starting from the top position, that number one spot. That's Michael McDowell. That's the first career pole for Spire Motorsports. Also, this is a third straight race of the season with a car from that team on the first two rows. Now, when you talk about the crew chief pairing with Travis Peterson, those two, Michael McDowell and Travis, they won six poles last season, but were never able to translate that speed into a good finish. So it'll be interesting to see with this new team what they can do at Spire Motorsports here in 2025. Wendy Venturini.
One of the first cars out on the track, Ryan Blaney, hit the wall early in practice on Saturday. When I spoke to his crew chief, Jonathan Hassler, he said it was the parameters they had set on the race car that probably did not help. I followed up with Jonathan again this morning in the garage area, and of course it has to do with air pressures. If you run those air pressures a little too low and you run that limit of taking those risks out on the racetrack, we saw the other two Penske drivers, Austin Cindric and Joey Logano, feel uncomfortable, use the words unpredictable, not friendly with the race car and practice on Saturday. But today in the race, it should go all out the window. They're running those safer air pressures that they do feel a little bit more comfortable with. The other pit road preview I want to get is that pit selection on pit road. When talking to Jonathan Hassler, a bigger concern for him was trying to get around their pit stall number 29 today because they have to go around Chase Elliott all day long. Because Ryan Blaney did not qualify in this race, did not run a qualifying lap, he's starting in the back, which is a pretty poor pit position on pit road. They will have to work around Chase Elliott all day. That's something we'll be following with Team Penske here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
A moment ago, Heather DeBow talked about Spire Motorsports and Michael McDowell starting from the pole position. Only one driver in 34 cup races at Las Vegas has won from the pole. That was Kyle Busch in 2009, the same year he became the youngest winner at 23 years, 9 months, and 27 days at Las Vegas. Only one pole winner has one here, and here's a stat that absolutely blows me away. The driver that led the first lap at Las Vegas is winless in all 34 races.
That is
so
incredible.
You don't want to win the pole, and you don't want to lead the first lap, and then you got a chance.
That's true. Someone tell Joey Logano that, because he's starting on the outside of the front row as well. And it's interesting looking out here out the window. Laura Beth and I, our race director, were just looking, and along with you, Mark, and it's like, if Joey Logano had won the pole, we would have Pennzoil cars on both ends of the starting lineup, because Ryan Blaney's in a Pennzoil car this weekend. As Wendy had just reported, he did not qualify yesterday. He starts at the back. Joey Logano does start at the front, just on the outside pole. I would still say with that, Pennzoil has a great chance in being in victory lane. Logano has won this race for Pennzoil twice among his four wins at Vegas.
Again, he is certainly going to be a factor today, but at this point in the season, to think that he's led as many laps as he has, no top tens. I mean, Joey Logano is 0-for-4 so far in top tens this year, despite having almost one of the fastest cars, at least, in three of those four races.
I would agree. We will come back. We have more pre-race coverage from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
be sure you head over to echopark.com/speedway. You can enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 400. Of course, here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, there are many racetracks, from this mile-and-a-half oval to the 3/8-mile asphalt bull ring to the dirt track where high-limit sprint car series racing happened last night, to the strip. And that's going to get pretty active here in about a month. We'll find out more about that with one of our pit reporters, Brett McMillan.
Well, I'm here with Antron Brown, who is a four-time Top Fuel champion, including the defending Top Fuel champion. You're here at a NASCAR race. Is this turning left thing make sense to you?
It does. It does. I mean, always been a huge fan of the sports. And, people don't realize I turned left a little bit. You know what I mean? I used to do all that different stuff. And always been a huge fan of it. Love it. Know quite a few drivers out here in race teams. And when you're in motorsports, you share that love. If you like going fast, it'll make a difference which way you're doing it.
Well, I know you're going to be back here in a month for the four-wide nationals. Now, I get the whole two-wide thing. Four-wide seems a little crazy to me.
It's like the Battle Royal. You know what I mean? It was very cool to see that we have the WWE champ female here in the house. I was telling her, I said, you know, we race four wide. It's like a battle royal. It's winner take all. And when we go out there, it brings all that action to the forefront. It's a lot going on, but no else place to do it like here in Vegas. When we come back, we love putting that show on. But it's pretty intense because all the strategy goes out the window. You just got to be the first to the finish line.
I know it shakes everything and it rattles it, man, and you guys will be rolling.
Absolutely, absolutely. When you go out here, we're going to have 48,000 horsepower, and we're all going to stomp on the loud pedal at the same time. We're going to shake a little chaos. We might put a couple lights out here in Vegas.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate your time. Enjoy having you here, and we'll see you back here in a month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Antron Brown. He is the defending Top Fuel champion in NHRA. Let's go over to Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano is a four-time winner here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Joey, a little extra pressure with the Pennzoil race, being the Pennzoil driver, and also all the concern around your teammate Ryan Blaney having those troubles early on in the weekend. So what are your thoughts and confidence level going into the start of this race?
Well, it's good till you said all that. No, it's fine. I feel pretty solid about our car. It obviously qualified well and hopefully made some good adjustments. We needed a little bit of help in race trim, so hopefully made the right adjustments to get our Pennzoil Mustang a little bit better than what it was in practice, and we can stay up there and keep that track position and go for the win.
Daniel Suarez just clicking his ear as he walked by, ticking his over his ears, giving some trouble to Joey Logano. Any trouble with that right rear tire for you? What you felt in practice this weekend?
No. Not yet. Hopefully we don't have that today. It's definitely, how aggressive do you want to be is kind of the question, right? How fast do you want to be, and what's the risk to take that? So, the good thing is we have a little bit of data now. We know where the floor is, right, where too far is from our teammate. And, we have that data, which is, it's hard to say it's good, but at least we have that. It's better than nothing, and we can make some adjustments off of that.
All right, have a great day out there. That's Joey Logano, who just came down the long line of race fans signing all the autographs on this red carpet to driver intros. Heather DeBow.
And starting from the front row, that number one position is Michael McDowell. Michael, you're the guy who got it done for Spire Motorsports to get the first career pole. What does it mean to you to be the one to knock that off the plate for them?
Well, it's really neat. It's special for sure. And, you know, it's still a team effort. You know, I would give a lot of credit to Luke Lambert and Carson Hocevar because we unloaded very similar to how they finished last year in the fall. So, you know, it's a team effort. And, you know, we had the good qualifying draw and the opportunity to see a couple cars go wide open and knew we had a shot at it. Just really proud of the, you know, the effort that we put into it. And, you know, today's a new day, right? I feel like we won yesterday, and now we got to go out there and perform today. But we got a great starting spot, a great opportunity, and looking forward to getting the Group 1001 Chevy up front, stay up front, and execute good pit stops, see where we end up.
All right, that's Michael McDowell leading the Filter Green and also making his 300th start here in the Cup Series. Brett McMillan.
Here with Eric Jones, who had a great qualifying effort, starting fifth today. That's got to be one of those things for this whole team to think, wow, this is, we're moving in the right direction, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, Phoenix, we qualified well. Qualified well here again this weekend. And qualifying in general has been a big struggle of ours the last few years. But feels good. The car drove really good. Drove better than what I thought, you know, we probably had last week at Phoenix. So just hope the whole race is good for the Dollar Tree Camry. We, you know, we've been working hard. And really, mile and a half has been a big focus of ours to try to improve. So hope it pays off today and, you know, see what all happens.
That's your top qualifying Toyota, Eric Jones, starting fifth today.
Thank you, Brett. That interview brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Let's go back down to Heather Dubow.
And here now with Noah Gregson. He's got that Beefaroo car this weekend, and it's a home race for you. So how are you feeling today?
Yeah, Heather, the beef rod's pretty fast yesterday in practice. It was a lot of fun to come out here qualifying. It was pretty much wide open around the whole track. So track seemed like it got faster and faster. We went out pretty early and fortunately starting 21st, but we got a really good car for race trim and really happy with where we're at as a team at Front Row Motorsports. So super excited to be at my hometown race here in Las Vegas, starting about mid-pack, got to work our way up there. But super fun track, a lot of fans out here, the energy's high. We're going to go put on a show for them.
All right, that's Noah Gregson, who will roll off 21st.
Thank you very much, Heather. That interview with Las Vegas native Noah Gregson is brought to you by Beefaroo. Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo. Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Busch is down here just talking about Ty Gibbs, I believe, about last night and that sprint car that he went for a little flip. That's Ty Gibbs we're speaking of. Kyle, here at Las Vegas, starting fourth today. I spoke to your crew chief, Randall Burnett, this morning. He said tires are pretty valuable. How did you feel from practice going into this race? How confident on the tire situation?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't got a chance to look at them per se, but Randall was telling me a little bit about it yesterday in our meeting and stuff. So, yeah, it's not too concerning per se, but I just think that you've got to be mindful of tire life and preserving a little bit for the long runs here. We tend to see the long runs kind of play out here, some green flag pit stops and stuff, so you want to be good on that long haul. And that's where I kind of felt like we weren't that good yesterday, so you know, we may have to sacrifice a little front side for some backside speed.
All right, did you have any words with Ty Gibbs? Give him any advice on that sprint car flip?
Well, he was trying to get three wide down the back. Oh, no, I go, yeah, I could tell. So, yeah, he took a little bit of a ride yesterday, but he looked good. He was fast. He was consistent. So he did a good job with it for his first time out there. So braver than me, I guess.
All right, well, you look pretty brave out there this weekend in Las Vegas. Kyle Busch will start fourth here.
Thank you, Wendy. You just heard from Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, known for their home-style comfort food. From free honey butter croissants to homemade chicken pot pie to country fried chicken, at Cheddar's, you always get a lot for not a lot. Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Denny Hamlin, who has been posting his success at the slot machines. Does this translate, do you think, into what success at the track today? You've made a pretty good bit of money this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I've had bad weekends in the casino, the good weekends on the track, vice versa, and I've learned over the last 20 years, nothing from last night means anything for today. So, no, certainly we're excited to get going today in the race, and certainly our Yahoo Toyota. I felt like it was a little slow yesterday, but I put that 90% on the driver, and just the experience level, and I just feel like you know, today is kind of where we make our bread butter, and hopefully we go towards the front. We're 15th. That's about where we usually are in a mile and a half, and if we can just work our way through the traffic the first stage, we'll be good.
Encouraging after Phoenix last week?
Yeah, I thought it was a good step in the right direction. One thing that was really good. I thought we got better as the race went on versus kind of the inverse of that is what we've been. So close. I hate not winning, but, you know, we were very fortunate to be in that position in the first place.
All right, that's Denny Hamlin. As you heard him say, he'd never played slots before this weekend. Hmm. So how that goes.
I like that. Look, when Brett says Denny Hamlin won a lot, Denny Hamlin won a lot, like over $129,000.
Yeah, right now they were at, he put in 60, and he looks like he came away with a little over $225,000.
Ooh,
that's serious.
Yeah, yeah. You